Now, it's something the British have never been terribly good at.
I wish to make it complete.
Sorry, we're closing for lunch.
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
Oh, yes, the Norwegian Blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, it's resting. Look.
Look, my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
Well, some would say we've tended to pride ourselves on being famously incompetent complainers. But are things changing? Well, research published this morning by the Institute for Customer Service suggests we're much more willing to step up to the plate and state our case when products and services fall short of the mark. Well, Stuart Corrigan is with a Vanguard consultancy which advises firms on best practice in customer service. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
What's been your experience? Are we have we been reluctant in the past, and are things changing?
Well, I think that complaints have always happened, and we call this phenomenon failure demand, where it's there for organisations, it's there for managers to see. It's just that few people, until probably the mid-1980s, started to actually make more formal complaints. But if you look, for example, the Financial Ombudsman reported that last year, the year before, complaints were up by 200,000, telecoms up by 14,000. And in 2011, on one day, 500 claims forms were downloaded from the Ombudsman's website. And guess what day that was? That was Christmas Day. So more of us are now willing to take that more formal step.
Although possibly on Christmas Day we should take a day off from complaining. But what do you believe annoys customers most?
I believe not getting their issue resolved at the first point with the customer service agent. And in fact, a report recently by the Call Centre Association said that 58% of us want more of that. We want more first-time resolution.
And who would... or who would you blame for that? Is it down to the people that you're dealing with on the end of the telephone not having the power to sort the situation out, or is it down to the training that they receive from their managers?
Well, actually, that's the correct question to ask, Gary, because the issue is not frontline people. It manifests itself in frontline people, but actually the issue is management, because management typically are remote from the work, so they don't really understand the nature of demand that are hitting the frontline people. Then, of course, what they do is they target them on the number of calls that they have to answer, the amount of time that they have to spend on the call. And eventually the frontline member of staff learns that actually I'll be better rewarded if I do what the organisation wants me to do, which is hit the numbers, rather than actually do the right thing for the customer. I'll give you an example of this. My car's in for a service on Monday. I phoned to say, can I get the courtesy car on the Saturday? The frontline member of staff said to me, I'm sorry, I don't have the authority to make that decision. Three phone calls later, before it was resolved. So actually, better service is cheaper than worse service. This is a management issue.
Well, not just cheaper, but I presume potentially costing business, because if you're in the position where you get bad service, you might just vote with your feet and walk away.
Well, absolutely. And if you look at a study in 2009 by Genesis Labs, what they said is that if we get bad service, 67% of us will switch. 37% of us will abandon our transaction altogether. And seemingly the cost of bad service in that year was $338 billion across Europe. So that this is a big issue. And again, if you look at more research, this is by Vodafone, what they said is when we get good service, when we become a loyal customer, actually we'll buy anything up to six times more. And I'm sure we can all relate to the fact that you go onto Amazon to buy a book and you end up spending much more than you planned to spend because it was just so easy to get your transaction fulfilled.
Stuart, an excellent interview. No complaints from us. Thank you very much. Stuart Corrigan there of the Vanguard Consultancy. Maybe you can let us know when you last complained and what sort of result it got you. For me, it was yesterday. I've had no hot water since Hogmanay and the situation is still not resolved to my satisfaction.
I think that's well justified a complaint.
Yes, indeed. 7:23.